All right, there we go. All right, so we are recording now. And Terry, for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name is Terry Ray, and I serve as the Executive Director for the Higginsville Chamber of Commerce.
All right. Now, Terry, there are several holiday-related events coming up in Higginsville. Let's start with the Christmas parade. When's it going to be held, and what's the theme?
Well, this year's parade will take place the Friday after Thanksgiving on November 25th, and it's Celebrate Higginsville. It's our annual Christmas parade and downtown lighting as well as the mayor's Christmas tree lighting. That will take place at 5:45, followed by the parade at 6 o'clock, and we've got lots of opportunities for people to enter the parade with categories and prizes. We've got floats, mini floats, and walking, and they can call the chamber for additional information if they need that. And the deadline for that parade is coming up very quickly on Monday, the 25th.
All right, and are there any requirements to participate other than, I mean, obviously having a float or a group of some kind?
No, absolutely. We just want to celebrate the holiday. So bring your children, your, you know, religious floats, your walking characters. We'll even put a few horses in the parade if we need to. But it's just a time for celebration and giving thanks. Kind of in between that Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas, we certainly want to give thanks for all of our blessings. So just come on and show support, and love to have you in the parade.
All right, wonderful. Now, Terry, I'm sorry, I think you may have just mentioned this, but if people want to register, they come by the Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. They can come by the Chamber office at 1813 North Main. Or I'd be more than happy if they just want to drop me an email at chamber@ctcis.net or call 660-584-3030, and I can either email them, fax them, or they can stop in to get an entry form. Floats, we have three places, beginning with 60 for first place, 40 for second, and third for 25. And then we also have categories and mini floats and walking as well.
All right. And do you know off the top of your head how long this parade's been going on?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say this parade has been going on for 40-plus years. It starts at our north end of town by our Salem United Church of Christ, and it goes until our goes south on Main Street until the walking track. So it's about 8-block parade. It's usually cold that night, but by golly, we just bundle up and we just celebrate the season by coming downtown and looking at our own little plaza with the outline of our lights on our buildings.
All right. Now, Terry, moving on to the Holiday Express, for people who may not be familiar with it, why don't you explain a little bit about what happens when it comes through Higginsville?
Well, we are very, very grateful to the Kansas City Southern Rail line and their network. They have what they call the Holiday Express train, and this is an amazing 6-car train that brings Santa Claus for a visit with the kids, and it offers visual displays inside and out for the young and the old. It's free and open to the public, and additionally, at each stop, KCS, they make a donation to the local Salvation Army to be able to be used for needy in our area. Again, this is an amazing event for children and adults alike. Prior to or afterwards, our own friends of the library will be serving up hot cocoa and cookies. So get here early. That's Monday, December 16th, and the train will open up that door to go on and see this amazing display at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out, in the past events when I've seen it, it's always, there's quite a line. It's a big event for people to go to.
Well, we have had about a 3-block wait before, but it moves very quickly, and we encourage you to come right on downtown. You know, we are very fortunate that they choose to stop here in Higginsville just about every third year, so it's going to be a couple more years. I do know that they are very gracious and along this rail line have stopped in Odessa previously, so kind of every other year or every third year we get the opportunity to take advantage of this spectacular display.
All right. And Terry, why don't you tell me a little bit about what Santa's Hut is?
Well, Santa's Hut, we are so excited. We are about the only one in Lafayette County that actually has Santa has his own hut located at 19th and Main, right kind of on the corner. It's just a really cute little cottage hut. And Santa goes to his hut immediately following the parade on the 29th. to open his arms and his hut to the children to come in along with their parents and to visit. And again, that same night, Friends of the Library will be doing story time by Santa's hut as well. So the kids will enjoy all kinds of things that evening. And Santa will be in his hut on the following dates. Of course, after the parade on the 29th, Saturday, December 7th from 8:30 to 11, I want to go ahead and skip over to that. That is going to be Breakfast with Santa at the Higginsville Legion Hall, and that's sponsored by the Youth Commission and the Chamber, and that's from 8:30 to 11, and that's a free Breakfast with Santa. Again, on Friday, December 13th from 5 to 7, Santa will be in his hut. December 16th, again, will be the Holiday Express train. Monday, December 20th, Santa will be in his hut from 5 to 7. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to noon. Monday, December 23rd will be our last visit for Santa, and that is from 5 to 7.
All right, fantastic. Well, Terry, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Well, the Higginsville Chamber of Commerce would like to wish all of your listening viewers or your listeners a very, very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we thank you for your support of the Higginsville Chamber of Commerce.